Positive Possibilities, Fern Spring, written and read by Josephine Lang. At the westernmost end of Yosemite Valley, directly below the tunnel view, lies a true marvel of the divine feminine at her finest. Tucked discreetly amidst stupendous features is this quiet and unassuming little pool. The spring box, which has been carefully laid out in granite rock, is probably only 10 feet in diameter and is maybe only 2 or 3 feet deep. It spills over one of the valley's smallest waterfalls to continue down a short gurgling run of mossy stones before descending into a culvert which allows it to cross beneath the road. The little stream then reemerges on the other side. It continues on by tumbling down another 30 feet or so, whereupon it is united with the mighty Merced River. There is a turnout for parking and a placard at the spring with a photo of an elder Indian woman drinking water from a small basket cup. It tells how local current-day First Nation peoples, whose ancestors have had a history in the valley, have recently rebuilt and rearranged the rocks for the spring pool, and have replanted the ferns around it which used to grow there, thus the name Fern Spring. It also tells how the water bubbling up from the depth of this spring has just completed a deep process of filtration through many hundred feet of granite rock and sand, leaving it to be an exceedingly pure high mountain water. My guess is that many folks visiting the valley probably don't understand why some would want to stop and visit such a seemingly uneventful spot. In fact, the placard even mentions, not too discreetly, the presence of restrooms being located just 100 feet up the road at Bridal Veil Fall, presumably to prevent passers-by from finding its quiet pool a tempting spot to relieve themselves. Amidst all of the dramatic sheer rock walls and several of the world's highest waterfalls, which are visible from the valley floor, it takes a different kind of mind to be capable of settling into appreciation of a mossy little spring. But there are many who visit or live in Yosemite who have grown to love this place. For me, when I visit Fern Spring, I find myself sinking down into the deep lap of the mother, cradled in her soft arms of fallen leaves and mossy rock. The gentle tinkle of her tiny waterfall is her lullaby, inviting me to settle into another plane of my awareness. My mind quiets itself and my body lets go as I pause at her reflecting pool and gaze into her dark, shallow depths. This practice of gazing into a dark pool was known to my European ancestors as scrying, S-C-R-Y-I-N-G. When we do so, we can let ourselves enter into a different type of consciousness in order to receive information. This practice is as old as humankind. During the first time that I was visiting this spring, while in this deep meditative state of mind, I asked the spring if she had a message for me. Tiny drops of misty rain gathered on the overhead branches, and they plinked gently and periodically onto her surface. The first thing that the spring said to me was, "Drink me." I obediently knelt down and cupped my hands and drank deeply. The water surprised me with its flavor of rocks and ice. I wanted to gulp it down and realized how thirsty I had become. The spring then placed an image in my head, one I had mused on before. The thin crust of our earth is covered with soil and compost. Out of the materials of this compost rises all of life. We humans rise up and dance around as animated moving compost for a brief time, and then we melt back into the earth's surface again, returning to the compost from whence we came. Only this time, as I visited this thought, the spring reminded me that our bodies are something like 78% water. So here we are on the face of the earth as dancing water. The ripples spreading out in ever-enlarging circles from the frequent droplets of rain overhead were reminders of how we each affect everything with our lives and with our every action, both positively and negatively. The spring said, "Be aware that you have an effect in the world and in your immediate area. Pay attention to the quality of the effect you make." The small streams of air bubbles arising every so often from the deeper recesses of the pond spoke to the idea that we all have access to the ground level of our shared consciousness. The awareness of our deep source is always bubbling up in some of us and is accessible by all of us. The Vedic tradition of India considers this ground level of consciousness to be the source of all information, wisdom, and understanding. It is through time spent quietly listening, as in meditation or scrying, that we can access this plane of our awareness. Standing there, I felt an overwhelming sense of peace, deep peace, throughout the entire sphere of my being, and the little waterfall gently lapped its words of love, 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 love in my ear as the only reason for why we are here. The spring gave me one last message. It was this: water holds within it the perfect balance of energies. Still water, like this spring, and like the pools and ponds and small lakes of my youth, are very feminine in their nature, yin, while rapids and moving water and waterfalls are more masculine, yang. This little spring, with its tiny waterfall and its quietly moving still water, like all water everywhere, holds the balance of the masculine and feminine. So here at the time of the spring equinox, as the length of the daytime equals the length of the nighttime, I bring you Fern Spring and her promise of peace with her loving balance of yin and yang energy within us all.